There's more road hunters. Okay, we'll call this emergency meeting of the Daggett County Planning and Zoning to order September 23rd, 2025 at 5:35. Welcome everyone here. Let's have a roll call.
Tamara Twitchell.
Carrie Polson.
Chad Reed.
Alan Wood.
Heidi Steele.
Okay, and those visiting?
Siobhan Bindle.
Okay.
Allie Bindle.
Okay, thank you. All right. We'll go down to the second bullet point and the public comments. Any public comments before we go into the items on the agenda? Okay, then the first item is discussion consideration of conditional use permit application from Hallie Bindle. And how'd you say your first name again?
Siobhan.
Mm-hmm. Bindle. And they're your Quakie Farms?
Quakie Lane Farms.
It's actually Quakie
Lane.
Quakie Lane. Okay, excuse me. That was maybe offensive.
Yeah,
okay. application is for second dwelling on parcel number 02-0003-0077-72. Serial number B064-4 in South Valley, Manila, Utah. Okay, so we have, this is the application and all of that for the,
This is, they divided out, you know, Anita lives per ranch. They divided out this piece. Anita's house sits here in their building. So it's basically going to be a new parcel, but Anita's house is on the parcel they split out. So that's why they need the conditional use permit, because it'll be a second home on the same parcel.
On this parcel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this other parcel?
This is all just their new parcel, yeah.
Okay. Okay. How many acres and stuff is on
that? It'll be like 22
on that one.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't need a rezone or anything like that. It's all.
So this doesn't show that split, though.
This is the new split, and this is.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of backwards.
All right.
It's upside down.
It, all right.
Yeah, this is Nita's house now.
Sit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's this gone, and then the next page is the site map showing where the house is going to go.
There's the existing house.
Yep.
That's going to be the new house.
Yep.
And then the next page shows all of the setbacks and the sewer system, water system. You're on a well?
Yes.
New or?
Existing. The existing well.
Does it flow enough? The two? Okay. Power pole over here. Apparently you have to have on this RS the replacement septic tank.
The replacement.
Or a replacement septic. In the event that the main one fails, that you can go to the other one?
Yeah.
So there's already a tank there, or are you going to put one in?
No, but we have to allow space for replacement.
Oh, okay.
So we won't be able to build anything on that spot.
In case of.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Tri-County's getting.
This is what, I mean, as far as this stuff, boy, whoever did this for you, we need to tell everybody that.
Yeah.
I could get site maps with that much detail.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You did it.
Congratulations, because we're usually sending people. Like, hey, you don't have enough. She usually catches that before now.
So they don't even point north. We have to figure out which way north is.
Oh, yeah. Well.
This is on.
This shows you.
Right there.
Yeah.
It's on there.
Most of them don't.
That's what we're saying. Most of them
don't.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't know where it should be. Yeah, when we put in our septic, we had to make it big enough mm-hmm. for the replacement, yeah. plus had to have space.
Yeah. Trent County, they're yeah. getting sticklers and stuff, which is, I guess, good.
Well, yeah. I'll make a motion to approve this conditional use permit.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. Set a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. You guys are ready to go.
Yeah. So.
Get building.
I'll just wait to hear
back. Yeah, well, we need our building permit.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back from Matt.
One more time.
It will come.
He's got it, because I figured this was, so I went ahead and sent it to him. So, mm-hmm. And I kind of said, the house is coming, if you could, yeah, it's pretty, yeah, foundation.
Yeah, well, we only have one meeting a month. Sometimes when mm-hmm. people come in, it could be right after we've had another meeting. It's hard.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
What do they charge for single wides now? Just curious.
This is just a small one. It's only 900 square feet. It's like 89. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't too bad.
Because the other one, the doubles, are up in the 150s plus.
Oh, yeah. You easily get into 200
more.
Yeah.
It was just me and her. We
they make them really nice in nowadays.
We're cleaning.
Yeah, that's right. You should probably be over helping Mom.
Yeah. That was our purpose for moving down here.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
she's getting, what, 84?
When you
turn 85?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got 50 people coming every weekend.
So when I get, when Jesse gets this actually addressed, since it's a second home for 911 purposes and stuff like that. Uh-huh.
Was that the fire marshal? Was that, just
Jesse Platt. Yeah, Jesse Platt, yeah. He will address it. Then there'll be an actual conditional use form that I'll have you sign and I'll get to you, but it's just a formality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we have to have the address.
Yeah.
He's a little slower. Did you talk to Jeff about the fire marshal's approval?
I did.
Yes. Did he ever call you back?
He got back to me on something else, but not on yours. But I think he did say, trying to remember now, because there was a couple things he was working on that he would do a will serve. So
yeah,
I'll follow up with him on that. Yeah. He sent me the other one, but he didn't send me yours, so I'll make a note to follow up with Jeff.
Does this one have to have the, not the wilderness, but the one that the Forest Service talked to us about?
Urban Wildlife, they're not in that zone. But since there's not a fire hydrant out there, we just need a will serve that they'll serve them for fire services, mm-hmm. yeah.
He was trying to get with state lands, but they're part of it.
I will make a note to touch base with him again, but I think he did say he would, right? It's not a problem.
Yeah. He just didn't know if he could have signed the letter if the actual state fire marshal had to sign it.
Yeah.
So he was trying to find that.
That's
probably what he was looking for.
I'll follow up with him on that. See if that
ends.
Yeah.
And he was trying to see if he could sign it.
Okay. I'll follow up with him.
Do you have any projected time frames?
I'm hoping within the next week. Matt, he's taken about a week or two. Okay. Sometimes, some of them, the bigger the review, but yours isn't as big a review, mm-hmm. but I can't. He covers so many.
You know, for months or weeks?
Oh, no.
You know
no.
what I mean?
Hopefully days.
Okay, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so. But okay. As soon as I know, I will give you guys a call.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Well,
thank you guys.
Thank you.
And good
job on Matt.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Let's pin that up out there.
Yeah, this is how you do it.
That thanks. It really does help.
No. Have at her.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we'll move to item number 2, discussion consideration, short-term rental conditional use permit for Kirk and Maria Simons. For property located at 940 Parsons Point. Where is that?
That's off of
Binion.
Oh, Binion.
Okay.
John Foster's old
one
house.
One of those. Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was it John?
Mm-hmm. John Foster's old place, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, just looking at this, Tri-County did, there's that sheet that says that.
And then, per that letter, and then Darren's emails back said he wouldn't press the issue on this one.
Okay.
Since it's in our ordinances, and I think you guys responded. That,
yeah.
But in future, any new ones, really,
they're
and that's why we need
line.
To get our ordinances
they're
fixed.
They're going to hold the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we need to get our ordinances fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. We do.
Because it's kind of contradicting. Mm-hmm. So I think I forwarded this letter to you guys from Darren, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
that, the thing on this one.
And I talked to her, and she said, well, for now, can we leave it as 12, and then next year, if I need to, revisit it.
Okay.
So I think maybe when people get their business licenses, maybe I can get with Vicki, and you know when business licenses come in, all these short-term rentals need to be reviewed, maybe. I don't know if that's
well,
something.
Well, information sent to them that if
yeah.
they don't meet the
yeah,
requirements.
Yeah, when we change yeah. our
that they could be
codes,
checked.
And yes, we do need to.
That they need to update.
That we could have Tri-County come and inspect.
Yeah, because this isn't our rule. It's Tri-County rule.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, the fire inspection,
mm-hmm.
it says Simons and Bidwell.
Yeah, and that's because I emailed him wanting
oh.
information on both, so he just...
But this was
back.
Strictly
mm-hmm.
for
this was
yeah.
the he strictly
Simmons.
Answered. He sent me the inspection back for them.
Well, I will make it a point.
Motion.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve this, knowing that the maximum number of occupants may change.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries.
Okay.
So we...
So they're planning, I guess my, just a side note, they have 3 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking 2 in the master bedroom and 4 in each of these others?
Well, they said 6 to 12, I think, is what was on their original.
So 4 per bedroom is what our code says, but Tri-County says only 2. So that's where the
contribution. So they are putting 4 in here, too.
Yeah.
Maximum. They might not always have that many, but that's the maximum that her advertising says.
I mean, according to our code, that's what she could
yeah.
apply for, so.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah, this is what I'll do once I get the address for Bendel's, so
okay.
it's official. Yeah.
How can we get that
okay, just a second.
Into our ordinances quickly? That
okay.
we
hold on just a second. Let's call the meeting adjourned. That's the items of business, so you can...
Adjourned at...
5:47.
47.